Hello, everyone, and good evening, and welcome to Marty Oakley, TS Radio Voices, Care for Animals, number 142 and counting. And this show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. If you would please check that out, there is a big article on the Humane Society of the United States. Just go to www.ppjg.me. and check out the article. You can share 24/7. And after the show tonight, all these shows are recorded live every Tuesday night and archived on Blog Talk Radio. And I stand up for all the animals out there in need. So 142 shows tonight and counting. And we're going to keep on going because I am relentless. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the host of Voices Care for Animals. You can listen to this live show from area code 917-388-4520 and press 1 to speak. And that area code is 917-388-4520. Press 1, and I'll let you in. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, conversations, radios, and you're more than welcome to come on board. I will be taking them after 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. These shows, you can listen in worldwide, unlimited listeners. The chat room is open right now if you'd like to join in. You can sign in from Blog Talk Radio up in the right-hand corner. You can sign on also if you have an account with them or from Facebook or Twitter. Scroll down past the comments and a chat room will appear. And I have a bunch of links in there that you can check out. I wanted to give a special thank you out there to these everybody that helps promote these shows every week, because it helps out so much, you know, with all the efforts and all of our voices, because the more voices out there, the faster changes will be made. You know, we have the animals are defenseless, helpless, you know, voiceless and innocent. So whatever we could do for them, you know, let's do it our best, because, you know, somewhere out there, the animals are getting mistreated. They can't speak out and fight for themselves. They have to, you know, rely on us to do it for them. Fight for what is right, not what is wrong. You know, we share this earth temporarily with animals, and let's make the best of it. You know, they should deserve their animal rights just like we love our human rights. It's only fair, and fair is fair. So, everyone, if you see animal abuse out there, please report it. Even child abuse, elder abuse, you know, just do something, because if you don't do anything, then you're part of the problem, and we don't want you to be part of the problem. We want to let you be part of the solution and standing up for what is right. So I want to give you a big thank you also to Deb Potamano out there. She helped share the shows over 100 times within a couple days. Paul's in the Law on Facebook. If these ones I'm telling you about is on Facebook, if you please check out their page if you haven't already and see how you can help out. Fans of Animal Rights, Voice for Animals, Take Action, Help Ban Animal Gas Chambers, the Paul's Call Show, Voices Care for Animal Support Group, another one, Shauna Walters on Voice for Animals on Twitter. Thank you, Shauna, for all you do. All of us together, we can make a difference. We just got to at least try, because, you know, without us, these animals don't stand a chance, and they feel the pain and suffering just like we do. And they can only show it in their facial, you know, when they're in pain in their facials, and they can't call the police. They, you know, can't get help, so we have to do that for them. So everyone, please, do your part and recruit other one, you know, your family members, your neighbors, coworkers, you know, just anybody that can help out. You know, either, you know, come on the show. We just not want you to listen in. We want you to take that further step and take action, because taking action is the key to unlock the door for all changes to be made. Contact your state legislators. They're, you know, connecting with them, letting them hear what you have to say about the animals' rights and everything, and they will listen. I make calls. Call the White House comment line, area code 202-456-1111, and do your part, because these animals do need our help. And every time we wait, they're more suffering. Every minute, every hour, every day of more suffering it can't be tolerated. And if you want to talk to your U.S. senators or representative about animals, this area code is 202-224-3121. All 50 states can use this number. So please put it in your cell phone for easy access. And that area code is 202-224-3121 to find your U.S. senators or representatives. And you put your zip code in, it'll lead you right to them. But I want to go ahead with another great show and another great guest from the Humane Society of the United States. A big shout out to Elizabeth Walker, who connects me up with all these great guests coming. Thank you, Elizabeth. I hope you're listening in, because you are just so great to work with and connecting with all these great guests, and I know it's not going to stop here. So I want to bring on my great guest on tonight. Her name is Leo Lynn Bowen, and she's the Midwest Outreach Coordinator, Food and Nutrition. So welcome aboard there, Leo Lynn. Welcome to Voices Care for Animals, number 142. How are you this evening?
Thank you, Debbie, for having me. I'm doing great.
All right. Thank you for coming on. This is such an honor. And everybody out there, Leland works for the Humane Society of the United States, helping institutions such as schools and hospitals to incorporate more plant-based meals through recipes, menu planning, marketing, education, and chef training into their menus. There's a huge lack of diversity where is a hindrance in saving the lives of animals. You want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, Leland, and how you got started. Go right ahead. You're live and on the air.
Yeah, perfect. So, yeah, like you said, I work in food and nutrition for the Humane Society of the United States, and I'm one of a very strong team who works across the country with institutions such as schools, hospitals, military prisons, et cetera, helping them to increase their plant-based meals on their menu. We do that through, like you said, we do that through recipe development, menu planning, we do education, we do marketing, and we do culinary training. So whatever these institutions need to make their plant-based dining successful, we offer that to them. Personally, myself, I've been working in the plant-based arena in the Chicago area for over about 10 years. I was one of the co-founders for the Chicago Veggie Pride Parade. I worked on the website, was a content manager for the website, The Vegan Woman. And so I've really been involved in the plant-based movement for a very long time. So I'm really excited now to be a part of a team at the Humane Society that's really doing something unique. A lot of organizations that work in animal protection are really focusing on individual level, you know, one-on-one, trying to get one person to eat plant-based. But working on institutional level is offers a different level of work and can be much more effective. It has an ability to reach a lot more people. So I'm really, really excited to talk to you and to do the work that we're doing right now.
Yes, this is exciting because you know what? And something in that about your son, I put it in the promo. I have to tell little Lynn's son that she works to help save animals. He told her that he wanted to help me save animals too. That is awesome because you're starting them out young. You're educating them. You're bringing the awareness, you know, the prevention, and know the truth and reality of what's going on instead of, you know, turning your head, closing your eyes, and just ignoring the situation for the animals because they are in need and they need to, you know, live comfortably and in peace and happiness and love and care and freedom because that's, you know, you see them all. They're so innocent and everything. And I don't know if you noticed through social media, all the horrific, you know, the videos and the horrific, you know, photos and stuff. You know, you look at that and you say, you know, I hate posting them too, but it brings out the awareness. I'm sometimes on fire what I see out there, how, you know, farm animals are being treated.
Yeah.
Pigs in a crates. They can't move around. They can't socialize. You know, they're just, and the look on their face is so discomfort and mental cruelty that it needs to stop because it's been going on for so long, decade after decade after decade. And so proud of the Humane Society of the United States for what they're doing. I mean, worldwide. even international, you know, stepping up to the plate and to have an, in the audience out there, if you haven't already, check out Humane Society of the United States Facebook page, please, and their websites. There's so much, you know, that you that guides you to help, you know, do what you can and to learn, open your eyes out there, because that's so important. And, you know, with the children out there. And thank you for everything that you're doing, because it's so meaningful. And you're not spinning your wheels. You know, you're, there is a difference being made out there, Leo. And it's, we can't say that there's not. I mean, people are looking for more healthier ways to eat and bring up, because your health is so important from your day you're born to the day you die in this world. You know, it's not certain age groups or anything like that. So it's
our health is everything. Without our health, there's it's the most important thing. And I find that you made a good point of we're disconnected from our food. There are no, you know, when people think of farming or people think of, you know, our food, they're still thinking of these small family farms. And honestly, small family farms are disappearing from our food systems and being replaced by these larger corporations that are really being run by a small handful of organizations. And so if we think of prior generations where farmers had a connection to the food, they had a connection to the animals, our produce as well as animals were raised in better quality, that's not happening now. And, we're finding with, you know, people of our generation, even younger, don't even know where food comes from. They don't know whether carrots are grown on the ground or grown on trees. They don't know what fruit is in season. So it's really, we're really having a disconnect from our food. But the good thing is also, you know, like I said, I focus on the Midwest. So I'm working in Illinois. I'm working in Iowa. I'm working in Michigan. I'm working in these really heavy agriculture states, but I still go to schools. I still go to hospitals, and they know about plant-based eating. They know why it's important. They are doing the work to increase their fruits and vegetable offerings. And so they understand the importance of offering more fruits and vegetables, not only for the health of their students and their patients, but also for their health and their environment. So people are starting to come around. People are starting to wanting to reconnect with their food because they realize how important it is for our health, for the health of the planet, and for the animals. And that's really exciting to see, especially when I'm going to like small towns in the middle of nowhere where you may have the stereotype that they may not be open to the message, but they are. And they're just looking for that information.
And it's good to, you know, to everybody to open their ears, open their eyes to see what's going on. Like you were saying, you know, they don't know where the carrots is coming from, whether it's a ground, trees, or whatever, because these issues are very important to every single one of us, you know, on this earth. The children, you know, the adults, the elderly, it's important to all of us. So we all have to, you know, want to learn, open our ears, open our eyes, to what's going on out there, because you know the plant-based diet is not only good for our health, but is also good for the health of the environment and animals. So it's good we're hitting some areas here, the humans and the animals, and a great inspiring, you know, inspiration to both sets. You know, no, just not one set. And put on there through the Forward Food Initiative. Food service professionals, chefs, dietitians, doctors, public health leaders, environmental organizations, and millions of individuals are helping grow a healthier, more sustainable food system. This is awesome because it takes teamwork, Leo, to get things better. It's so important. Everybody, you know, hey, it takes team effort. And it's like with this radio show. If I just got on here by myself and didn't help promote and didn't have help, you know, from all my friends and Facebook friends and Facebook pages, that's all teamwork, getting the word out here. So we're all relying on each other. You know, hey, let's help each other out. People helping animals, you know. So it's a chain reaction here. And the teamwork is so important, and everybody has to, you know, realize, hey, every effort counts out there. You know, educate your family, you know, and when you're at the dinner table, you know, talk about this stuff because it's so needed and so, you know, in our everyday life, you know, whatever it takes, because anybody can change you know, their eating habits, or especially if the doctor has, you know, tells you, hey, you can't, you know, eat this no more or that, and you've got high blood pressure, cholesterol, you know, heart disease. There are certain limitations now that a person has to change or the problem's going to get worse. And it can lead into, you know, heart attacks, death, anything. So we all have to be willing to open our eyes and learn, because you never stop learning in this life. You know, never. You learn something
exactly.
new every day.
Exactly. And especially with our health. You were talking about with our health. You know, in America, we're really plagued with chronic preventable diseases, so high blood pressure, high cholesterol, obesity. So when we say preventable, it means that we can prevent them. So with our diet and our lifestyle choices, we can prevent the largest causes of death in America. And the number one way to do that is with our food. Our food is really can be poison or really can be medicine for us. And, you know, I think about my son, and, you know, I think kids learn from us. So, you know, I find myself sometimes, there's certain foods that I don't like, and I try not to, you know, as a parent, I try not to put my food prejudice onto him. I still try to let him try different foods. It's really hard to say, like, you know, for example, I don't like fruit in my yogurt. So I still try to let him try things because I realize that he's different. But because he's had such a wide experience with food, and I, you know, in my house is very much, you can try it once, and if you don't like it, then that's fine. But because of that, he's willing to try different things. And I think that's so important for everyone, but especially for kids, is to get them used to trying different foods, trying different colors, trying different flavors, going to the grocery store and letting them pick out food, letting them help you in the kitchen, letting them cut or turn on the oven or whatever level that they're at in the kitchen, you know, depending on their age, letting them be involved. They really want to be involved. They really want to do what we're doing. My son loves to cook. He loves to bake. So anytime it's someone's birthday, he wants to bake them cupcakes. And to him, he's not 100% plant-based because I co-parent. So, but to him, he doesn't see a difference between eggs or tofu or, you know, putting applesauce or something. To him, it doesn't matter. It's food is food. And I think that's because, you know, myself and his father have been really, it's been really a priority for us to have him have a healthy relationship with food. And I think that's very important for, you know, for kids, like I said, become reconnected with their food and have that healthy relationship with food.
And that's very important too. And, you know, especially in the schools and the problem, you know, with obesity in America, we all hear about that, you know, so it's better to look at the healthier food menu, you know, and share it with, you know, the family members and encourage them, not ignore the situation or, you know, look the other way. It's saying, you know, hey, this is good for you or this is bad for you, because we know how important the fruits and vegetables are in our lives, you know, and that's all good for you. And everybody, if the audience out there, there's some websites. It's www.forwardfood.org, and it lets you, you know, hear what's, you know, and educate yourself on this website, because the Humane Society is, you know, they're very good. They're from all areas. And I got you back, didn't I, Leland?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes, you did.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. I lost you there for a second. I was like, oh, she fell off the boat. I might fall off the boat.
I jumped back on, so we're good.
But, anyway, that, you know, it's so, you know, you got to wake up and smell the coffee, you know, what is good for you, what's bad, and make those changes, because it's never too late, you know, and what, you know, your website is. And also, everybody, check her out on Twitter.com, Leland Bowen, and that's LEOLINBOWEN. You know, follow her and educate yourself, because all of us, we can all make a difference. We got to at least try. You know, we've had probably, you know, family members in our family that have died that maybe, you know, was from cancer or heart attacks or heart disease, you know, of being overweight and stuff like that. So you got to see what they're going through and try to better yourself. The first thing you got to do is admit it. you know, and say, hey, the truth and reality is I need to make that change and change for the better. Because, you know, the vegans out there, the vegetarians, you know, they're all in there and they're doing their best. They're out there not only being a vegan and vegetarian, mm-hmm. that they want to keep, you know, spreading the word out there because it's so important, you know, that they don't want to give up. And to even through their families, their friends, their coworkers, their neighbors, they don't want to stop with, I'm just a vegan. I want to get the word out there and say, hey, it makes you feel really good about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you lose weight. I mean, it's the best diet in the world to do that. And it helps
yeah.
the environment and, the animals out and ourselves. So whatever, everybody can come with the doctors and the dietitians, the chefs, you know, even in the schools, the hospitals, the prisons, you know, the colleges, whatever mm-hmm. they can do to help make this a healthier world to live in, that is better. You know, even the fast food restaurants, you know, they need to make a lot of changes because look at how that stuff is so bad for you. And the restaurants.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but it's also it's a cultural shift. So that you made a point earlier saying that it needs to come from so many different places, and that's really a cultural shift. So it needs to come from podcasts or podcasts, or it needs to come from celebrities, and it needs to come from schools and the hospitals, and it needs to come from all these different avenues need to come together to make that connection with food just. Quote unquote, more normal. And, you know, we can even see it with, you know, fast food, they still have work to do, but they're even coming around. New White Castle has two veggie burgers, which is really surprising. Burger King has a veggie burger. Taco Bell has veggie items because they're realizing that it is, you know, it's a market out there. People want plant based foods. And they also realize that the person who eats plant based in the group is really the one that's going to be deciding where the group goes. And, you know, people are wanting to eat less meat. Even if they're eating meat, they're realizing that they don't need to have a breakfast, lunch, dinner, every single item in their meal have to have meat. I think people are realizing that they need to start making fruits and veggies again, like it has always been through our history. Fruits and veggies have always been the center of our plate. And people are, you know, I believe that people realize that deep in their heart, and they're wanting to make that change. I think sometimes it may seem overwhelming, which is why we have, so the website is forwardfood.org, and you can go online, you can find out more about the work that we're doing in general, but you can also, there's the marketing material, there's the recipes, the really, really good recipes. I'm so surprised and proud of our team. Every time new recipes come out, they're amazing. We have a chef on staff, Chef Wanda White, who along with Ken Bott, started the first all-vegan dining hall at the University of Northern Texas. And their job is to solely go around to do advanced two-day culinary training. So they do the universities, they do the military, they do the prisons. And they've developed this recipe database of these amazing, amazing foods for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and desserts. And I love taking these recipes into these institutions and seeing the look on the chef's face, and they can – when it opens up their mind about, wow, there's so many different ways. It's not just a veggie burger. There's so many different ways that we can cook this food. And then they get excited and they transfer that excitement and that love of their food to the students, which is great. We also have on our team two registered dietitians and a nurse. And we have a database of recipes for K through 12 because they have different nutritional guidelines. But the same thing, we do these trainings in kindergarten through high school, and the cooks there are just really excited about being able to offer their students these really great foods because food is love. And all these food service directors and chefs and cooks at all these institutions, they really want to give their patients and students really great food because it's important. They can't study. Mental health is increased with better food. Health and physical health is increased with better food. So the need is out there. So if you go to the website foodforward.org, you're able to see all these really great resources that we have all at no cost, which I think is a great selling point for these institutions. We do all this for free for them. But there's a lot of information out there. You know, it's the age of the internet. So there's information out there for anyone who, you know, anyone who wants to learn anything about anything. There's a lot of great information out there for anyone who's looking.
Oh, yeah, the power of social media and power of the people.
Yes.
I mean, it is amazing. I mean, you look at all the social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, you know, Pinterest, Google Plus. This list goes on. And so when I see more in like in the news feed and on my friends' pages and stuff, you know, more vegan recipes, and you know the word's getting out there, and more and more people get up on it. And they're wanting to listen, and they're wanting to experiment, and they're not saying, no, I'm not going to do this. But the social media is out there, and it is powerful, you know, getting the word out there and getting the changes made and saying, hey, everybody, listen, you know, listen up. This is more healthier for you. You know, because we're all looking for a more healthier world to live in. And with the children out there, you know, from generation to generation coming up, we want to be healthier for them, too. So they've got to be willing to listen and to educate themselves, you know. And one thing I wanted to bring up is that Meatless Monday, can you go ahead and tell the audience about that if they haven't already known? It's always good to, you know, a great idea. What's going on? So you want to tell them about that, please?
Yeah. So Meatless Monday is an international campaign that encourages individuals, schools, hospitals, and other institutions to eat meat free at least one day a week to improve their health, increase environmental stability, and reduce the number of animals suffering in factory farms. And it's really a popular campaign. It's, you know, there's nothing really special about Monday, but if you pick Monday as a day to go meatless, it's, you know, or do any other healthy habit, you're more likely to sustain it throughout the week. And there's actually a quote, and for some reason now it slips my mind who said it, but basically if we reduce the amount of meat that we're eating at least by 20%, it would be as though we all switched from a sedan to a hybrid. And 20% is about one day a week. So that also really shows the power in just reducing meat one day a week. And we find that if people are reducing it one day a week, they're more likely to also reduce it throughout the week as well.
Yeah, so see, that's a start right there, you know, for people to start out on just like a diet. You have to cut back on air, you know, so much stuff, but yet that gives you a lead and, you know, encouragement. Hey, let me try this out and then keep going, you know, and then they, you know, find positive results. You know, when they find out, you know, hey, I'm feeling better, I'm looking better, and everything's looking better, and I'm going to keep this up. You know, and people that go ahead.
I think that's important of thinking of what's long term change. So, you know, we want people to make lifelong changes. We don't want people to just, you know, do something short term and then. And then, you know, throw it to the wayside. So I think one really great way is to do something like Meatless Monday, or they can do Tofu Tuesday. They can do, you know, vegan before four, but whatever they need to make that first step. And I think that's important to make that first step of having a healthier diet, which is really important.
And then the plant-based, you know, like fruits and vegetables, they all good for you, you know. And every day. And that even, you know, that makes you feel good too. You know, and with all these, you know, with the chefs and dietitians, doctors and coming together as one and getting the word out there and saying, hey, we got to come up with some solutions, not keep on with the problems we have with these health issues with a lot of these people, you know, not keep it going and get their education on, you know, whether we got to do it on the websites or TV, radio. The word is getting out there, Leo, and this is awesome to know that this is, I mean, it's moving, and it's moving fast. And I'm so glad to know that.
Exactly.
Because that's making a goal, you know, that in everyday life, you know, more people's picking up on it, that you can't turn your backs on it, because how can you say it's wrong or it's the wrong thing to do? You can't. It's a positive impact on everyone's life and the animals and the environment. So we got three here that's such a positive impact, just like the Humane Society of the United States, you know, making a positive impact on this world for the animals. And look how huge it is, international, you know, nationwide, and all the issues You say, wow, check this out. You know, but they're out there making a, you know, this world a better place to live for the animals and everyone. They even have take action on Humane Society. Cause I've signed so many petitions from there and shared them, and we'll keep doing them. You know, because every effort counts. You know, contact your state legislators. You know, don't do nothing, because when you don't do anything about anything, nothing changes, and it only gets worse.
I think that's what's so empowering about eating plant-based, because that is something that we as an individual have control over. We don't need to wait for anyone else. We don't need to wait for politicians. We don't need to wait for anyone outside of ourselves. That is one way that we have control, and we can make an impact every time we sit down to eat, is by making better choices. So we actually call them the 3 R's. So when we go out and talk to people about eating plant-based, Humane Society talks about educates people to reduce or replace consumption of animal products or refine. So if you are going to eat animal products, then choose them from a higher source. But just, it's like I said, it's one way that we as an individual have control over or able to make a positive impact every single time we sit down at our table, is by eating plant-based. And I think that's what's so empowering and so exciting. I know I find myself one way that I, even myself, because I've been eating plant-based, I've been vegetarian for, it's been forever. I want to say 10 years. I've been vegetarian for 9 years. And vegan for 7 years. I actually went vegan the same month that I became pregnant with my son. So I had a vegan pregnancy. I nursed him for 2 years while I was vegan. So if I always tell people, if I can do it as a pregnant mother, anyone can. With all the cravings and all the things that we go through as women to birth a human, if I can do it, anyone can. But what I do myself to make it much more, you know, interesting and fun is I go on the grocery store and I find a new produce that I've never tried before. I don't really know what it is, and figure out how I can eat it or how I can incorporate it into my diet. And that's what, you know, that's what makes things fun. And I have a rule with my son. If he wants anything that's a fruit or veggie, whatever it is, no matter how much it costs, if he wants to eat it, then I'll buy it for him, because I want him to, have that love of food. And I know that sometimes fruits and veggies, unfortunately, are not as economically priced as items that aren't as healthy for us, but you either pay for the food now or you pay for the doctor later. And it's really important, like we said earlier, health is the most important thing. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. So as much as you can, vote with your dollars and, you know, invest in your health and invest in the health of your family with, you know, healthier tasting food.
And that's so important too. From, you know, like with your son, you're educating him. You're not saying, okay, not give him no information about food, because you got to let him know, you know, what's good for him, and keep an eye on him, because they're growing up and they're listening to us. You know, we're their mom or dad or, you know, brother or sister, and they're learning every day from us. And whatever they teach them, they could teach other ones, you know, their friends or their friends' families, or, you know, it's a chain reaction to say, hey, you want to feel better, you know, be truthful with yourself and what are you doing wrong, you know, your health, or if you go to the doctors and you have all these issues, there's got to be changes made, and they got to be positive changes. They have to be, you know, willpower within the person itself. You know, you can't force somebody to do it, but they have to do it with their, you know, within themselves, and make that change, because it's so important, Leo, and it's out there, you know, and we got to have a healthier world, and it's changing. It's changing fast. You know, the society is waking up more, it seems like, than, let's say, 10 years ago or 20 years ago. Look at it from now. And how much progress is being made compared to, let's say, the year 2000, 1990. You know, there's so much, you know, more knowledge and more information out there, you know, more social media contact with each other, and getting the, prevention out there, the awareness, the education, you know, videos. I know there's so many videos.
Oh,
out there.
Yeah.
I mean, tons, isn't there? It's like, wow.
Yes. I think of that myself. It's like, it doesn't seem like there's a day that goes by that I don't hear something new about plant-based eating and, you know, pop culture or on the organizations that we're a part of. So, you know, as coordinators, we attend a lot of conferences that have to do with school lunches. So like the School Nutrition Association Conference, Food Service Director, which focuses more on collegiate level dining. And every week when they send out these newsletters, there's always something about plant-based eating, whether it's how to encourage students to eat more plant-based or the benefits or what school is now eating plant-based. There's a lot of currently there's a lot of information regarding Los Angeles Unified School District, which I think is the second largest school district in the country. They serve about 750,000 meals a day, and they do Meatless Monday. They're working on having a vegan, an actual vegan menu for their students. And so this is a large school district. In the Midwest, we have Detroit Public Schools, which does 100% plant-based meals twice a week. And so we're thinking of Detroit Public Schools. You know, they're lower income. They're still dealing with the Flint water crisis over there. And if they're able to do it, and if they want to do it, they see the benefits of it. They have greenhouses. They have like three or four greenhouses on their property, and they grow these foods to not only feed to the students. They serve in the cafeteria. They sell at the farmers markets. There's so many different ways to use food to educate students on health. They educate students on patience because it takes patience to actually grow food. They educate students on how to cook and learn a skill that they're going to need throughout their life. So it's really exciting to see it every single week. You know, I travel a lot for work, so I'm always in different restaurants, and restaurants you wouldn't think that would offer plant-based meals. Every restaurant nowadays has something plant-based. So even for me, who's been doing this for so long, I'm shocked and excited every single time I hear something new. About now we're seeing commercials from, like, Silk Milk. So it's just like and I don't know if you know, so Tyson's Food. So, you know, we know Tyson's is one of the largest chicken producers. They actually formed a venture capital fund to hedge against what they call the meatless future. So the CEO of Tyson realized that plant-based protein is growing at the same rate, if not more, than meat-based protein. And they're a business, so they want to stay in business, and they want to do what they can to stay viable. So they developed a venture capital fund, and they actually invested in Beyond Meats, which is one of the most popular plant-based proteins. So if Tyson's Food, and you have all these large school districts, you have all these different organizations that are realizing, like you said, that this is happening, this is now, and this is happening, you know, it's going to just keep rapidly growing, and people want to become more reconnected with their food. It's important to educate yourself, and it's important to, I love preventative medicine. When I grew up, my mother's from Belize. So when I was younger and we got sick, we didn't go straight to the doctor. My mom would pull out some fruits and veggies or some concoction and mix it up and heal us ourselves. And we were always taught that food is the key. And so that's how I grew up. So to me, when I hear prevention and, you know, keeping our health healthy before there's any issues, that's how I grew up. So I think that's so important for people, is to not wait until it's a problem. Don't wait until your doctor puts you on medicine. Don't wait until you have heart issues or pains, you can't walk, or you're having a heart attack. Like, don't wait. Like, you can start doing that now. And if you do it before it's an issue, you may not, you know, I'm not a doctor, so I can't say, but you may not have to do as drastic things once you have the issue. Do it beforehand.
They call it heart. I like this saying, heart smart, you know, things, things good for your heart, because your heart's important. It's like a battery. If that thing goes, you know, you're done, you know.
Yes.
So what the pressure and the stress on the heart, you know, eat good things, good for the heart, because it'll make your life, you know, prolong your life and be more, you know, energy and energetic person, and feel good about yourself, and, you know, keep going and being a voice out there. Because I noticed, you know, several shows I brought up, you know, some people, they, you know, they go out and then they buy the meat and everything, but they don't really realize what these animals go through before they hit the shelves. Oh, legal. And I've seen some horrific videos out there, you know, factory farming on YouTube and slaughterhouses. It is so heart-wrenching and so mind-blowing. And you just think, you know, these animals don't bother nobody. They're so innocent and defenseless and helpless. They, you know, they can't fight themselves and they can't fight for the right. So that's why we got to do it for them. And that's, you know, we're out there, you know, telling all the rights and the wrongs and education and prevention. Prevention is the key, you know, before you, you know, you could be eating wrong. All of a sudden you go to the doctor and, oh, you got heart disease, or high cholesterol. You know, there's so many topics or medical conditions that, you know, develop from eating, you know, the wrong thing. And that can all be prevented, and to educate, you know, everyone out there. You know, maybe you know somebody that, you know, it's a close family member, and you're just, whoa, look how much, you know, red meat they're eating, and they got all these issues, and they won't stop. And, you know, if they get mad, then they, you know, that's guilt right there, because they don't want to admit it or bring up the truth of the matter. You know, so the education out there is tremendous, and it's even getting better. Because every day I go on the social media, I see so much more, illegal, and it's awesome how much word's getting out there, you know. And
what
you got to do, what you got, you know, can do for somebody, or the social media, because they like, hey, the power of social media is something else, and it's not going to stop here. It's going to keep going. And it's
so true. And I think the best way to be a voice for the animals, the best way to educate people on the benefits of plant-based eating is to be an example. You know, people want to see the positive. They don't really want to hear it. So if you're healthy, if you're still having a fun life, if you're still able to go out and spend time with your friends and family, if you, you know, you go to a potluck and you bring a really great dish that just happens to be plant-based, those are the ways that you get people to become open to the benefits of plant-based eating. I love, like, my favorite thing to do is to go to a potluck where no one knows that I'm, you know, plant-based, and I bring a dish, and then after they eat it all, because they always do, by the way, that pie that you ate or that dish that you ate, that's actually plant-based. Like, there's no meat or eggs in it. And, like, the look of surprise on people's faces is the best. We have during our trainings that we do on the collegiate level, we actually have a nacho cheese recipe that is amazing. And all it is carrots, potatoes, nutritional yeast. There's oil and water. There's seasonings in it. But the look of it looks like nacho cheese. It tastes like nacho cheese. It's so good. And when we show that to these chefs, the look on their face, like, oh, my gosh. I can eat plant-based. And it's still the same comfort food. It's not eating salads all the time. And I think that is the best way, because then people are like, oh, okay, well, that was good. Well, let me try this, or let me try this different food that I heard about. And I think that is the key of getting people to be open to it. It's not, you know, not make them feel bad for what they're not doing, but just say, hey, here's some great food to try. Come over. I'll make you dinner. You know, I would say if you feed them, they will come. Bring them a great dish of food to have, and start them there.
That's right, because there's always a beginning and a change, you know, to start with, and if they accept it and they keep going, they're going to come back and say, thank you so much what you did for me.
Yes.
You know? And I got to try it or keep going and bring on the more recipes, you know, because, you know, when you hear this stuff, you know, all those, you see there's sometimes advertisements, oh, there's going to be a hog roast or a pig roast. I don't even like hearing that stuff. I mean, it's so disgusting, you know, leave them alone and not make such a big event out of it, because you're just killing an animal and you're making a big name out of it, you know. So it's like, give them a chance, you know. They deserve to be on this earth just like we do. They're animal rights, you know, and just like human rights. We all want to be treated fairly and not, you know, bullying and you know, there's a lot of animal bullying out there, and it's sickening. And give these you know, these animals a chance to live comfortably. You know, that's what our main goal is. because they, yeah. if you don't fight for them, Leo, and who's going to do it? You know, we have to. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, buts about it. We have to be their voice and be heard.
And be their voice for them, yeah. Because, you know, we're a country of, you know, in general, like, we love our animals that we call pets. So we love our cats. We love our dogs. We spend a lot of money and time on them. I'm looking at my dog right now sleeping at the foot of the bed. but, you know, there's a disconnect because, like we talked about earlier, we don't we've been taught that dogs, in the U.S. at least, dogs are for pets, cows are for eating. That's what we have been taught, and we've been taught that since we're kids. So when we when we talk to you about eating plant-based, you know, we have to remember that that's the message that we have heard since we were kids. And so besides doing things like, you know, bringing that great vegan dish, another fun thing to do is to go to farm sanctuaries. There's farm sanctuaries in every single state around the U.S. Every single state you go to, there is a farm sanctuary where you can see the animals in their natural environments. You can hear about their stories. You can actually interact with them and realize that they are, a lot of them, especially like pigs and cows, they're no different than our animals that we have at home. So the qualities that we love in our dogs, their, you know, ability to communicate with us and their affection and their ability to play and their what we consider intelligence of, you can see those same qualities in pigs and cows and geese and chickens. And so that's a really great way to develop that relationship and to change the way that we view animals that are raised for food in this country. So, for example, I'm actually taking my son on Saturday to Soul Creations Farm Sanctuaries in Wisconsin, and they're having a potluck. So they have all sorts of great animals there, but I really want my son to see these animals and be able to interact with them, because for him, he's only seen animals in a zoo or on TV. So I remember actually recently I was having a conversation with him because, you know, I have all these interesting conversations with my son about food. I'm trying to get that message in there to him. And he said something to me like, well, Mom, animals live in cages. And I had to step back and realize to him that's all he's ever seen are animals in zoos. So now, you know, as my parent, it's my job to it's my job to change that perception for him. It's my job to help him see that connection, because we don't live on a farm. He's a city kid. So I have to, you know, in essence, you know, really make that a priority for him to develop those relationships with animals besides cats and dogs, so that he knows. So if he knows he's eating chicken at school, he realizes that that's not just something you call a chicken. That actually wasn't living, breathing animal. Those eggs you came from a living, breathing animal. The beef comes from a living, breathing animal, and making sure that he has those connections. So as he gets older, he's able to make better decisions for himself and for his future family.
That's right, because the generations after generations going to coming up, and, you know, we're now in the future. Can't do nothing about the past, but we can do something about the future and make it better, you know, for
exactly.
all of us and for the animals, the environment, because we need to focus on that, because there's such a, you know, high demand on animals, you know, eating animals in this war, in the whole world. And, you know, to educate everybody and to know, you know, hey, what are you eating? Know what's in
right.
that product, you know.
Exactly.
What these animals are going through before they hit the shelves. I mean, it is disturbing what they're going through. They don't even, so many of them get tortured right from the get-go. They don't have a life. And they feel the pain just like we do. You know, they see, they smell, they eat, they hear, they walk, everything. And, you know, to ignore them or just throw it on the back burner, they're not property. I hate when people explain, oh, they're property. No, they're not property. They're living animal beings, just like living human beings. You know, we're
exactly.
speaking another language. And they cry in another language, which they can't speak out. But we can. We use our voices wisely, because you never know when we need help, you know, in this world, or what happens to us, you know. Just like child abuse, you know, we have to be your voice too. Elder abuse, you know, animal abuse. And there's no excuse for it. I mean, none, zero. And you hear these horrific stories, and it goes, wow, How could somebody be that cruel and heartless? You know, they have a heart too. Every single animal out there, just like we do. No matter what, no matter what, you know, we're all human beings, whether we're white, black, Indian, Chinese, Japanese, Cuban, we're all human beings, and there should be no discriminations or prejudice, because we're all on this earth together to share and make the best of it. And I would and I've always believed that, you know, and just come together as one, united we stand means all of us together. There's no dividedness at all. Coming together, stand and say, hey, let's fight for what is right here, because we're only on this earth temporarily, so we got to make the best of it.
Agreed. I believe you know, as a whole, I just believe that people are, as a whole, people are compassionate. Everyone wants to take care of their family. Everyone wants to just have a be safe. They want to be loved, you know, themselves and their family. I think just sometimes, like I said, we just, in terms of animals, we've just lost that connection with them. And so, like I said, through, you know, there's tons of movies online. There's tons of documentaries. There's tons of ways that we can learn about what's going on, whether or not we ever set foot on an actual factory farm, or we ever set foot on an actual farm, or whether or not we ever even meet an actual, you know, a farm animal. There's so many ways that we can learn about what's really going on out there, and whether we decide to just eat plant-based, or whether we decide to become more involved in politics and, you know, different laws that are happening all around the country at all times. The first step is education. For everything, the first step is educating ourselves on what's really happening in our culture, and educating ourselves on what we can do to make a positive change, starting with ourselves and then working out from there.
That's right. Remember Michael Jackson's song, "Look at the Man in the Mirror." I always love
exactly.
that song. Yep, you got to look so at the true. Man in the mirror first. That is so true. You know,
that's so true.
Yep. And that's what you got to do. You got to make that change. Start with yourself, and then go from there. You know, and be
that's
a positive
so true.
On this world, not a negative, but a positive.
That's so true.
You know, when you do nothing, it's a negative impact. You know, expect no changes. I get, you know, so many people that, you know, whether it's through family, friends, or whatever. And they, you know, start complaining about what's going on out there in the world. And I said, hey, you know what? You got to have the right to help make that change. Your voice does matter. You know, your signatures, your phone calls. Don't just sit there, because within four walls, there's not going to be no changes made. You have to put it within yourself and make them calls.
Exactly.
Changes within yourself and start. Hey, change starts here. And in person, I've seen it happen to so many people. You know, making that change, it's like, wow, you know, you said you couldn't do it, but you did. You know.
Exactly. And that's why we're seeing, I mean, in terms of food, that's why we're seeing, you know, at least I live in the Chicago area, and I can go into any grocery store now and see Hampton Creek, or see soy milk or soy creamer, or all sorts of plant-based items. Whereas I don't think that was the same way like 5 years ago as that. And that all comes from individuals voting with their dollars, individuals writing into companies saying, this is what we want, individuals supporting plant-based companies. And that's all it really takes. And we can all make a difference. We can all make a difference within ourselves, within our homes, within our communities. We can all make a positive choice every single day to move this, make a more compassionate world for ourselves and also for the animals.
Yes, because, you know, this world we live in, is it needs more compassion and kindness and respect, dignity in this world, because we're lacking it, and more love in this world, you know. Hey, hand in hand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land, we stand.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I agree,
It takes all of us, not just me, myself. I can't do it by myself. I need others to come along with, to stand with me, you know. Help
Exactly.
I can't make no changes out there. I only wish, but if more thousands more out there, and I know they're out there, we can all make a difference. We just got to try.
Agreed.
We got to do our effort.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't like hearing nobody cares, or they're not going to do nothing. Yes, they will. You can't say that, because that's giving up totally. And that's, you know, if we give up on the animals, we automatically lose. And we don't want that.
Exactly.
So we want to be winners for the animals, not losers. Mm-hmm. We want to be winners. And you're such you're such a great inspiration out there, Leo. And just keep it up. I mean, just, you know, don't give up. Because you're a positive impact out there. You know, doing your best and changing people's life for the better, and animals' life for the better, and the environment. You know, Humane Society of the United States giving all of you a big shout-out out there. And you're always welcome back on this show, because it's just inspiring. You know, you can't give up. And that's the main thing.
Thank you. We appreciate that, because, you know, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. We got a couple minutes. We got like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, so, yeah, I was going to say, we really appreciate that. You know, I think when I look around at my team as well, and just seeing that all the great work, all the different backgrounds on our team, all the different experience levels that are really all just doing our best to, like I said, help make this a more compassionate world. So I just kind of wrapping up. I just want to tell our listeners once again, if you go to forwardfood.org, there's so much information on there regarding the resources that we have to offer, regarding the work that we have already done and the work that we're continuing to do. If you want to bring any one of our coordinators to work within institutions in your area, you can also connect with us through that website, and we'll direct you to the person that's in charge of your region. So feel free to reach out to us. We love to get those emails of someone, you know, a high school student that wants to get Meatless Monday at their school. We love those emails. It really makes us excited. It's much more powerful if it comes from someone within that institution. So if you have an institution that you want us to help you with, definitely reach out to us on forwardfood.org.
All right. And I want to thank you, Leland, for coming on tonight, and looking forward to having you back on, because I hope you enjoyed this show as much as I have.
I did. Thank you so much, Debbie. I really appreciate it.
And I want to thank Elizabeth Walker, too, and I'll be in touch with you, okay? Come back on, and thank you for all your information. And thank you all for listening in out there, you new listeners, welcome aboard, all you returning listeners. Keep coming back, because we got so many more shows to go, and we're going to keep going until we can't go no more, right, Leland?
Exactly, exactly.
We are relentless, and Paul in hand, united we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. And everybody, Wednesday night is Wild Horse and Burro Radio with Debbie Coffey. Thursday night's Whistleblowers with Marty Oakley. Friday is Vietnam Vets, Agent Orange Advocates. Sunday night, Elder Abuse, Guardianship Abuse with Marty Oakley. And how you can find these shows is follow the PPJ Gazette online, and it will be delivered to your primary email every time a podcast coming up, or follow Blog Talk Radio, Voices Care for Animals. Because every week we have a different show. We stand up for all the animals and talk, the awareness, the advocacy. And just go to, like I said, the PPJ Gazette online and check it out. Or Blog Talk Radio, Voices Care for Animals. All shows are archived live every Tuesday, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Mountain, and 5 o'clock Pacific. And the call and number, you can put this in your contact, 917-388-4520. Press 1 to speak. I hope everybody has a wonderful and peaceful evening. Thank you, Leland, you also. And we'll be in contact with you. Thank you. And
great.
Keep
thank
going.
You so much.
Keep up the inspiring work you're doing. And have
thank
a,
you
a
too
good
as well.
Night. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, too.
Good
bye-bye.
Night, everybody. And may God bless you all. Bye-bye. Good night.